Yeah, well, I can explain that journey very in detail, in that I didn't know how I wanted to present the chorus, but I had this postcard that I'd had for years of a group of women I had that I just found really moving. And that was a starting point that I brought to the table. And then I was walking through New Cross, which is near where I live, and there was a group walking towards me of slightly sort of disenfranchised people. They were drinking in the day and were quite lost in lots of ways. And there was a woman with them who had very, very, very interesting eclectic clothes on, that she'd had funny combination of clothes. So she was very large, and she had but quite a girly sort of A-line skirt and very strappy sandals, and yet she had no bra on, and a big, very sort of masculine top and sort of anorak, and she had a moustache, rather oddly, which I don't quite know how that had happened, but she had a moustache, and she didn't feel great about herself. And she spoke to me, she didn't speak to me, but the image of her just really stuck with me, and I was really interested in that kind of look. And so I worked with a designer to try and find a combination of very feminine detail and then very sort of a kind of look that sort of also lacked self-esteem and lacked a sense of specificity in terms of who the character were. And we worked on that. And anyway, he had worked very, very well to make the men look like women. And they had wigs. Originally they had wigs and a lot of stuff on their hair and everything. And they all looked terrific. But one day in the technical rehearsal, their wigs were being worked on in the workshop. And so they came on in full costume without their wigs. Oh. And everybody just went, that's it.
How interesting.
And so that's why they ended up with their men's hair, with their facial hair, with no concession to femininity about their heads, and yet they were dressed as women, and they were women